Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released a surveillance photo of a possible suspect involved in the robbery and arson of two Willow Creek businesses committed last Monday. Around 5 a.m. that morning, an alarm was sounded at the Golden Ratio, and no law enforcement units were on duty in the Willow Creek area at that time. The Willow Creek Fire Department responded to the scene and saw both the Golden Ratio and Riversong Natural Foods engulfed in flames. Neighboring engine companies that were staying at Camp Kemptu were called in to assist and had the fire under control. An investigation determined that merchandise was stolen from both stores and were set on fire intentionally. An investigation is currently being conducted by the Arson Task Force and the County Sheriff's Office. Sunday morning, sheriff's deputies met with a 43-year-old man who sustained a gunshot wound to his abdominal area on Davenport Lane in Fieldbrook. The victim told medical staff and deputies that he had accidentally shot himself with a small handgun. However, law enforcement were unable to locate the firearm. The victim was transported to the hospital where deputies would later attempt to interview the victim in regards to the firearm's location. The victim was reportedly uncooperative in disclosing that information, and the victim underwent emergency surgery. The victim remains in stable condition, and the sheriff's office continues its investigation into the incident. 13 individuals were arrested in Humboldt County over the weekend for driving under the influence during the End of Summer Avoid the 8 DUI campaign. In that same period last year, 14 individuals were arrested for DUIs. This is the first weekend of a DUI campaign that will span into Labor Day weekend. During that time, additional patrols will be ran across the county. Over 950 personnel remain in the Saddle Mountain area east of Shelter Cove, gaining considerable progress in containing the Horse wildfire. The fire stands at 70% containment and has burned 150 acres of land, causing closures on trails and campgrounds in the area. CAL FIRE noted that access to the fire is limited and crews are prepared for the fire's unpredictability. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. As wildfires continue to burn across the region, unhealthy air quality warnings have been issued in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. In Humboldt County, air quality for Wichpeck, Orleans, Hoopa, Willow Creek, and Dinsmore have been deemed unhealthy. Air quality in the Gaskee area in Del Norte County, along with Burnt Ranch, Hay Fork, Hiapom, and Mad River in Trinity County have been deemed unhealthy as well. Community members will have the chance to join Arcata police officers at their Coffee with a Cop event Tuesday morning. The event will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. at the McDonald's on Valley West Boulevard, and community members can meet in a neutral space to ask questions and discuss community issues with officers. Coffee with a Cop events have been held frequently as the majority of community contact with law enforcement occurs during emergency and stressful situations. The Eureka Police Department held their own Coffee with a Cop event last week as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impact local forest lands have on the economies of the cities and towns in our region. Wildfires have affected the region for the past 8 weeks, with wildfires burning hundreds of thousands of acres across the region, and the fires are now impacting the recreation-based activities that the region is noted for. Trails and camping sites have been closed, and whole swaths of forest lands have been placed off limits to travelers, and now that hunting season has opened, hunters as well. In addition to the fires, the air quality degradation caused by heavy smoke has also made an impact on the area, with very unhealthy air in communities to the east and moderately unhealthy air in communities closer to and along the coast. That means fewer people going outside to recreate. That means fewer dollars spent on guides and camping supply vendors and outdoor equipment sellers. Wildfires are a natural occurrence, but they don't help the nature-based economies of our communities.
In a release issued today, the Serenity Inn received a generous donation courtesy of the Rotary Club of Eureka and the Bayshore Mall. The Serenity Inn provides low-income transitional housing, and they received a large setup of a playground structure for its children. John McManus, the executive director of the drug and rehab program at the inn, noted that before the donation, the kids were playing in a parking lot, and with this donation, it's nice to let the kids be kids after having gone through so much in their lives. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.